Genesis chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. I just want to give you the scripture before we go there. The scripture that I mentioned before, God wants me to give the reference for it. Please write this down. Psalm 149 verse 4. Psalm 149 verse 4. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Praise be to God. We will go to Genesis chapter 8, and I will read verse 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. I want to stop right here as the Holy Spirit wants me to. The focus here is God remembering Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. God remembered. As I was praying, this is what I heard the Lord say. The Lord remembered. As soon as I heard the Lord remembered, I was waiting on the Lord. Which part God wants me to open the Bible to? Because we have quite a number of passages where it says the Lord remembered, God remembered Hannah. God remembered different people in the Bible. As I was waiting on God, the Lord said, God remembered Noah. There's something very special God wants to speak to us today, this night, to strengthen every single one. For each one of you to know, for you to understand, for you to hold on to this truth, that the Lord who is leading his people, who is keeping his people, he also remembers to do good to his people. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In due time, God will lift you up. What is that due time? What is it? You sow. You water. You watch. You wait. Then you reap the fruit, which is the harvest season. You have different stages in life. When you follow Jesus Christ, God rescues us. God saves us. God places us in places, in situations, in order to bless us. I want you to really understand this tonight. Everything God does in the life of a believer is for God to bless him or for God to bless her. Whatever God is doing in your life, if God is doing that, it is for God to bless you. It is for God to bless you. God wants to bless you. You might have heard this many times in my messages here when the Spirit of God speaks, because that is the truth. God wants to bless you. This is not a feel-good message which says whatever you want, you can have, and you just think about this and it'll happen the next minute. No. This is not the pseudo truth, but this is the truth. The truth is, God cares for you. God is interested in you. God wants to prosper you. God wants to see you well. God wants to bless you. This is the truth. Now, God doesn't give any instant cookies and instant mix, instant bread, instant tea here. God gives you something that will significantly benefit you now and in the long term. Which means it's not going to be an instant thing, but it'll be the real thing. In order for Noah's family and all those who depended on Noah and his family came inside the ark, God did something for them, which was through Noah and his family, he made the provision, the ark, so that they can all go in. Everybody went in. And as they went in, you know who was watching? All those were going in. We may think, oh, it's just a giraffe, you know, it's just a parrot, you know, it's just a raven. For God, it's never just a raven, just a giraffe. Every creature is very special, and he sees each and every single one of them. As they went into the ark, the eyes of the Lord were upon these creatures, including Noah and his family, all the animals. He saw them all go in. They all went in. And then the door was shut. Why? Why did God close the door to the ark? It wasn't because he wanted to keep them there so that they don't have a social life and they just need to be locked in some big ark. And they all got excited the first day and they went in this new thing. And then the next 38 days or more than that, they were all miserable, thinking that we are so bored and we're in the same place and we're on the same things and none of those things. God didn't shut the door of the ark to make them feel miserable. God shut the door of the ark so that the flood may not enter in, so that they stay safe. If God puts you in something and God locks you in, always remember that locking period is a good period because it's a safe place and it's also a time of growth. I want to repeat it as the Holy Spirit wants me to. God locks you in. God locks you in for a period because he wants you safe. He does not want you to die. He wants you to live. Because he cares for you, he places you in the safe place. Now, for Noah, for his family, and for all the animals that went into the ark, such a huge thing, they needed to have food. They need to have everything that they needed. Everybody there, including the animals, they all ate. They all slept. They're all healthy. They're all fine. Wasn't like, oh, they're in this stinking mess over there and thirsty and miserable and they were trying to eat each other and trying to scream at each other. No. Why? Anytime you are inside the will of God, there's this divine provision, there's this divine protection, there's this divine peace, there's this divine aroma, there's this divine light, there's this divine strength that is there. Now, if you call Noah, his wife, his sons, his daughters-in-law, and if you ask them, or even call the animals if they can talk, they will all tell you what a good time they had inside the ark. They weren't running around in the wild, but they were all inside safe. They all had their food. None of them were in the dark all the time, where they were all in the dark and they didn't have any light and they were miserable there. God himself was overseeing them during that time. Yes, it was a time when they were all locked in. But when death was all around, it was God's protection that was upon these creatures and the people inside the ark. God's hand was upon these creatures and these people inside the ark. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. We need to really understand this and take this deep inside. Anytime God puts you in a place, in a situation, he locks you in, it is because God wants to bless you. God wants you safe. God wants you well. God wants you alive. And God wants you to thrive. God cares for you. That locking period is a very good period. Because it is there they saw the miraculous hand of God. How many miracles God would have done there? How many ways in which God would have provided for them? And how much peace they would have experienced there. God himself was their light in that, inside that ark. God gave them everything that they needed. They just didn't have the wild where they all ran around, but they were not on top of each other where they didn't have any room. God gave them what they needed. The space was just right to be there for a certain number of duration. After that, they were going to run around. But this period is called the period of protection. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. Because God wants to protect you, because God wants to keep you safe, God locks you in. God locked the door, the ark. You know why? So that nobody even accidentally comes out. God shut the door of the ark. You know why? Because God wanted everyone to know that he cared about them. God shut the door of the ark. You know why? Because the Lord wanted everybody outside to know that he is over his people and his creation. All who were inside were his, and he is taking good care of them. That means nobody can come inside and destroy them. The flood cannot come inside and destroy them. No outside force can come inside forcefully to open the door, to do any kind of damage to those who are inside. The people who are inside, the animals who are inside, they belong to the Lord. They were holy unto God. God is speaking at this hour. Where God has placed you, it's the safest zone for you. The place that God has for you is the safest place for you. Where God has you is where you're going to grow. Where God has you is where you're going to thrive. Now, God had them and God locked them in. And they were all inside, cared for by God. Now, God had Noah there to lead. And Noah's wife and Noah's sons and daughters-in-law, they were there to care for the animals. God himself was watching over that ark. Now, in chapter 8, verse 1, we see, very important, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. They're very important words in this verse 1 alone. God remembering who? Noah, all the animals, whatever was there that was breathing, his family and all of them. All those who were in the ark were remembered by God, and all those, the key word here, the key word that we see here is him. They were all with Noah in the ark. God remembered all those who were linked with Noah in the ark. Noah was righteous before God, and Noah's family followed in his footsteps. And all the animals, they all came into the ark. Which ark? The ark that Noah and his family built. Now, because of being inside in that ark, where Noah was, the man who was highly favored by God, who heard the instruction from God and brought the instruction to his family, and they built the ark. God's word says all those people who were with him in the ark, God remembered Noah. Very beautiful scripture. Because they were with Noah in the ark, God not only remembered Noah, but all those who are with Noah in the ark. This is a promise that God is giving to this house of God. The blessing that God has for this house, the servants of God that God has here, and those who are connected with them in this house of God, God says, along with God remembering them, God will remember you because you're with them in the ark. God will remember you. God will remember you. The Lord God who has you safe says, I am seeing you and I'm here to do good for you. Good for your soul. I'm here to do good to you in every way. Wherever you feel discouraged, tired, wherever you feel exhausted, God says, know this for sure. The very same God who remembered Noah and all those who are with him in the ark says this to you this night, that he remembers you. He remembers you, and he has come tonight to tell you that he remembers you. And he is here to do very important things. These are the things God will do to all those who are in the ark with Noah and his family. This is what God will do. Let's read verse 1, the last part of verse 1. God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters subsided. This is what God will do. This is a new season, this month of May going forward. There are very specific, definite things God will do in our church. And if we are connected together with God, the shepherds of God that God has placed in this house of God, then from them will flow the blessing of God to you. Where? Whatever is surrounding you, whatever waters that are around you, God will cause his wind to pass over your situation. And God will cause that agitation to subside. This is God's word for you. God will cause the breath of God to pass over your situation, which is agitated at the moment. And God will cause the waters to subside. God will do this. You will have a testimony as to how God did this. And when you share it, you will remember this prophecy and this message from God. Secondly, the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped. The rain from heaven was restrained. That which was pouring and pouring and pouring, this rain is not the rain of blessings. This rain was the rain that brought trouble upon the earth, judgment of God. That which was pouring and pouring and pouring, all of a sudden, was stopped by God. So that which was troubling, the wind of the Lord came and stopped that. That which was pouring, the hand of God restrained it. He just stopped it. That's what God will do for you. That which is troubling around you, God will bring that to a halt, a good halt. That which is pouring, and you feel like it's just pouring on your head, but you're not able to go outside. You're not able to lift your head up. You're not able to lead a normal life. You're not able to see the sunshine. The Lord says, his hand will restrain that negative rain. Not the good one. We need the good one. We need the latter rain. We need God's rain of blessing. This rain is different. God says, he'll hold the negative rain back up. He will restrain the judgment of God. He will cause his living breath to cause the agitated situation around you to come to a good halt. And the waters receded continually from the earth. As a result of this, whatever was causing trouble began to taper down, began to gradually decrease. This is what God will do beginning the month of May. The Spirit of God is going to intervene in your life. In stages, you will see the hand of God bring down that which is troubling you. In stages, you will see that God is speaking at this hour. Whatever is causing the restlessness around you, whatever is causing this agitation around you, the breath of God will cause it to completely calm down. He will cause it to be pushed back. And whatever is forcefully falling on top of you, God will cause it to be pushed upward, restrained. And as a result of that, what will happen is, whatever is remaining will begin to taper down. That means whatever trouble that is there, you're going to see it gradually go down. There will be a decrease in the type, the amount, the waters that are there. You're going to see it go downwards, which means that which is surrounding you is no longer going to be surrounding you in the same way at the same spot. You're going to see that go down. That which is about you that was pouring, all of a sudden you see it stopped. Now you have one trouble where the top is constantly pouring on top. But that's restraint, that trouble is gone. That which is around you, all of a sudden, that trouble now is also going down. On the whole, whatever was causing so much of chaos and noise and destruction, all of a sudden is losing its grip, its power on your life. That which is keeping you from the outside world, that which is keeping you from moving outwards, that which is keeping you in this place, this is a good place, when God locks you in to draw you. But then there's a period where God says, I'm going to, through this process, because you were patient, because you were faithful, because you trusted me, I'm going to push that which needs to be pushed back. I'm going to stop that which needs to be stopped. And I'm going to cause that which needs to go down. Gradually, it'll happen. In degrees, it'll happen. Now, when that begins to happen, you're going to see, verse 5, water is decreasing continually until the 10th month. As this happened, as you see this happen, you're going to see the tops of the mountains. All of a sudden, that which was not visible will become visible. All of a sudden, you're going to say, my God, I didn't have this for so long, but now you've given it into my hands. I couldn't see this for so long. Now you're causing me to see this. Oh, your heart will rejoice when you see the mighty hand of God move upon your life. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. The Lord God who remembered Noah remembers you. Well, what God is going to do for Noah and his family, God is going to do for every single one who is with Noah in the ark. there's going to be this release that is going to come from God. Where that which God did in order to protect Noah and all those were in the ark, kept them so long with his strong and mighty arm, kept them locked in so that the outside waters may not come in. He gave no access to the enemy to penetrate in. Now he says, this is my time when I'm going to bring about a change in your situation. This is my time where I'm going to cause things to change. This is my time where you're going to see a shift that is going to take place, a gradual shift. But you know what? When heaven stops pouring rain, you know that's instantaneous. You know that, wow, this has stopped. When God restrains something and he holds it back, you know there's a huge thing that was accomplished. That's what God will do. Then you also see the waters receding gradually. So there are two types of miracles God will do. One will be something that you will see right in front of your eyes, which is very obvious, where the rain is held back. But the clouds are commanded not to rain anymore. That means it's not going to rain anymore. Not the good rain, there's the negative rain. This is not going to happen. Because God says, I'm going to put a stop to that. Because I remember Noah and every living thing and all the animals that are in the ark with him. Because they're with him inside. This is the time of freedom. There's a time of jubilee. There's a time of celebration. There's a season where the Spirit of God says, oh, this negative rain is going to stop. At his command, he's going to tell the clouds to hold back. He's going to say, stop. God was the one who caused the rain to come. He protected Noah, his family, and all those were in the ark with him. Now God says, I'm going to tell the clouds to hold back. No more rain. You're going to experience this in your life, those of you who are here. But God is going to do something supernatural. We're going to see God restraining the enemy. Just like he did. He restrained the Pharaoh. He restrained the army. He restrained the chariots. When the children of Israel had to cross over, he restrained them with his cloud. He kept them from pursuing them. He kept them from touching them. Until they all crossed over. God will restrain this negative rain from you. Because there's a season where God is bringing his people to. But God, remembering Noah and all those who were in the ark with him. And God is commanding the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven to stop. Wherever the water was coming from the ground, and wherever the water was coming from the sky, all those were commanded to stop. That's it. Once God commands these to stop, they stop. They must stop. And you will notice that change. You will notice that shift, that this has stopped. This is the word from the mouth of the Lord God Almighty that is coming to his people at this hour. You will know that it has stopped. Now all that needs to take place is the waters that are there to keep receding. And we will see as it gradually tapers down, we shall see the tops of the mountains. We shall see the tops of the mountains. And we will be able to come out of the ark exactly the day, the moment that God has marked out for his people. And we will glorify God exactly the way we're supposed to. Because of the one who held back the rain, because of the one who stopped the fountains of the deep from pushing the water out. Because of the one who caused even the waters to recede. We will give him the glory that is due unto his great name. We will give glory to the Lord God Almighty who kept us so safe in the ark during the time of great destruction. We will also see the unfailing love of the Lord God Almighty and his covenant to his servants, to his people, to their children, and to their children's children, says the Lord Most High. There's a very important word that has come from God Almighty to his people during this season. But God says he has remembered you. God remembers you. He's remembering you to do good to you. He's remembering you to come and stop that which is keeping you in the ark. The ark is a good thing. Being in there is for own protection. But once that which is dangerous for us is taken away, then it's time for us to come out. It's not a permanent thing. God didn't make the ark for Noah, his family. God didn't have Noah and his family make the ark for Noah, his family, and the animals as a permanent place where they're going to just live there and die there. No. But that a temporary season of being in the ark was so important. It was God's hiding place for his people to protect them, to provide for them, to prosper them, for them to see the power of God, for them to enjoy everything that God had for them, something that they would have never experienced without being in there. Imagine how it would have been for them to be inside, around a tiger, around a lion, around these wild animals. They're all in there, and no one is family. They're feeding all of them. And they're all peaceful in there. And they had to provide for them, care for them in the midst of all these things. Tremendous grace was given to Noah and his family. God gave that grace not only to build the ark, but to care for all of these precious creations of God given by God into their hands now inside the ark during this kind of time. They were given this tremendous grace of God to provide during this season for all these animals there in the ark. Imagine the supernatural power of God that they experienced. If you call and ask them, they will have testimony after testimony after testimony of their days. And God kept them so gloriously inside the ark. If you call and ask each and every animal that lived there, they all will have their own story of how God kept them inside the ark. And there's a season for everything. Just like the baby that is in the womb is protected, and that's the safest place for the baby to be there in the womb. If you take it out of the womb when the baby is 3 months old in the womb, and during the pregnancy, then the baby will die. But the safest place for the baby to be while it's developing is being in the womb of the mother. That's the safest place. But beyond those 40 weeks, beyond the time of this pregnancy, if the child is still in the womb, the child can die and the mother can die too. Anything beyond the duration of the time when they're supposed to be where they are will become a place of death. The very same womb which was a place of life can become a place of death for the child if it stays beyond that duration. So, what do you do? You see, the work of God. God has made this whole cycle
in such a glorious way,
when the time has come for the child to come into the world, everything starts rolling the way it should so that the child can come out. Now we experience that next set of blessings that God has for the child, being under the care, taken care of by the parents God has given. The ark was such a thing. God kept that period, where Noah, his family, the animals, they were all inside, protected by the flood. But then when it was time for them to come out, they had to come out and God had to bring them out. He will never keep you in a situation beyond the appointed time of God. When God's appointed time comes, He Himself will bring you out. It's very important for you to stay put, stay in, and do that which God has called you to do. That means flourish there, prosper there, serve there, be a blessing there. Then what happens when God's time comes? He remembers His people. He says, it is the right time. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you out. God is going to stop that which is flowing from above, pouring from above, negative flow, which is keeping you from what you should be doing, because it's the time that God has for you to come out. God says, this is the time. This is the time. This is God's time. But God will command the upward force that is coming upon you to stop. God will command the downward force that is coming around you to stop. And God will cause all the waters, existing waters that are there, to gradually recede. It's a gradual process. It'll happen. But you will see these two great forces stop. God will do it for you. God Himself will do it for you. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord. 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 No one can stop the rain from coming except God. No one can stop the fountains of the deep from pouring in except God. And this God who made the heavens and the earth says, I will cause this rain to stop, this negative rain. I will cause the fountains of the deep to stop. And I will cause the waters to recede so that you can not only see the tops of the mountains, but you can actually stand on the mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord God says, just like He remembered Noah and all those who depended on Him and were connected to Him and were inside the ark, God will remember you as He remembers the servants of God and the family. God will remember you. God will remember this entire church. God will remember this entire house of the faith was in the ark of the Lord, prepared by the servants of God. The Lord says, God will bring you out along with them. God will bring you out along with them. Hallelujah. God will bring you out along with them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The waters shall recede. The waters shall recede. Hallelujah. God will command the heavens to stop raining. God will command the fountains of the deep to stop pouring in. God will cause the sunshine to come so that the waters can start receding. These are the things God will do for you, says the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. God will trouble the troubler for your sake. And God will magnify his great name. Thank you, Jesus. You shall stand and declare how great your God is. Hallelujah. They shall fall down. We will rise up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the rain was so heavy. Yes, the fountains of the deep, they kept pouring it. Yes, the flood rose up so high, it even covered the mountains. But through all of it, the ark did not sink. It kept going above and above and above. But say it about the waters. And all those were in the ark were kept safe by the hand of God himself. The God, the Lord God Almighty, who took his servants, the family, and all those who were with him in the ark and locked the door of the ark and kept them safe, says that he will cause the fountains of the deep to cease from pouring in. He will cause the heavens to stop pouring that rain, flood the earth. He will cause his sunshine to come so that the waters begin to recede. Hallelujah. This is the voice of the Lord God Almighty. And that which the mouth of the Lord has spoken, the hand of the Lord shall perform, says the Lord Most High. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And the covenant that I've established with my servants, I will uphold it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it, says the Lord Most High. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, see, I've engraved you in the palm of my hand. Don't worry about anything. I've engraved you in the palm of my hand. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me that there's someone here who is very worried. You're very worried. I see your mind is full of worries. Even as you're hearing this message, you're very worried. You're saying, I'm having all these troubles. I'm not even able to really focus. The message sounds good, but does it apply to my situation? This is what you're asking, and God is speaking to you now. By now, you know God is speaking to you. God cares about you. And he knows what you're troubled about. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He has engraved you in the palm of his hands. He will bring peace. He will cause calm. He will stop the rain that has been pouring for a long time. He will cause the fountains of the deep to come to a good halt because he has said it, and you will see it if you believe it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time. I commit your people into your hands. I pray that you continue to move in their hearts. That which you have deposited into their spirits, may they take ownership to it by believing you and by inheriting it. Bless you, people, Father. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as your servant, I pronounce your blessing upon your people at this hour for this month of May, that they may walk in the goodness of the Lord and in the abundance of his faithfulness each and every single day of this month. That they may inherit the peace that you have for them. That they may receive the joy that you have for them. That they may have the thanksgiving that they need to have. That the protection of the Lord God Almighty the provision of the Lord God Almighty will be experienced by them. I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen. Jesus. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and bless us with his peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all, now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen. Amen. Jesus.